need the United States economy to grow at over 2%. We need the U.S. economy to grow at 3%, especially with the growing deficits the federal government has. And so much of this money, not just the project, is going to be coming from the private sector, from savings accounts, from pension accounts, from insurance companies, and on and on and on.
That's right. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink just urged everyday citizens to think about growing with the United States, framing the plunder of retirement nest eggs as some kind of patriotic duty. Fink didn't mince words about the scale of the heist. The U.S. economy must accelerate from a sluggish 2% growth to a robust 3% just to handle ballooning federal deficits, and that money is going to be coming from the private sector, savings accounts, from pension accounts, and insurance companies. He painted a picture of exploding demand for electrons powering these data behemoths.
But as the governor was talking about, the need for electrons is growing every day. You know, if we're going to be the leader in technology, which we are, if we are going to be the leader in AI, which we presently are, it's just going to require trillions of dollars of investments. And if we don't invest in it, China will be the global leader in this.
Translation, your 401ks and IRAs aren't safe havens anymore. They're the piggy bank for BlackRock's vision of an AI-dominated future where trillions get redirected into projects that conveniently align with the asset manager's own massive holdings in data centers and energy infrastructure.
Residents were told today that actually we're not going to provide you electricity anymore. The Nevada-based power company that is providing electricity to the residents of Lake Tahoe informed them today that, sorry, all the electricity we make, every watt of power that we generate is going to have to go to a nearby data center, and therefore you have until the end of next year to find a new source of electricity, and after that, we can't help you.
Thanks to the data center overlords, 49,000 residents, mostly on the California side of Lake Tahoe, are about to lose access to 75% of their electricity supply after May of 2027. Liberty Utilities is killing off 75% of the energy provided by NV Energy because NV Energy says it needs every megawatt for its own unprecedented data center growth. A massive international American tourist mecca packed with ski resorts, casinos, and 28 million visitors is getting squeezed by Google, Apple, Microsoft, and BlackRock. This is why we can't have nice things. Data centers already guzzled 22% of Nevada's electricity in 2024 alone and are cranking up to hit 35% by 2030 and a staggering 5,900 megawatts of demand by 2033. That's 2.8 times the entire output of the Hoover Dam.
We don't need another data center. You don't know what the health impact is. You got them all crunched together. You're going to have a mass exodus. You're going to ruin this community. You're going to ruin it. Ruin it if you let this continue.
Are you a member of a community where you've learned a data center is being proposed in your county? Have you decided to join your community in learning more about how this will impact farmland, the environment, your quality of life from the constant humming, noise, and light pollution? Are you concerned that your water may be drained by the data center or contaminated as we're seeing across the country? Well, you just might be a terrorist of some sort. According to 1,000 pages of unpublished reports from the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, and fusion centers, as reported by Wired.
The data center scam exposes the raw cynicism of the financial overlords at BlackRock, who manage trillions in ordinary Americans' hard-earned retirement funds while positioning themselves to profit handsomely from the very boom they're engineering at our expense. Fink's pitch isn't about national strength. It's a veiled demand to raid pensions for private gain, all while ordinary families foot the bill for skyrocketing energy costs, potential blackouts, and an unaccountable surveillance state powered by these AI fortresses designed to roll in the CBDC. This is how the republic falls, one raided pension at a time.
Most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
To the War Room, and I'm your host, Chris Don T. Harris, filling in for the Honorable Harrison Smith, and we have a great show lined up for you today. In the first hour, Mark Lynch will be joining us. We'll be diving into his candidacy and primary against Lindsey Graham. In the second hour, we got Tammy Clark that'll be joining us. We're going to be talking AI data centers. And in the third hour, Donald Schmidt, the protege of Alan J. Hynek, the Project Blue Book expert and contractor for the government back in the 60s and 70s, will be joining us to discuss disclosure. So make sure that you guys are tuning in. Tell your friends to tune in. Drop some comments in the chat. Let us know what you think about today's broadcast throughout the program. But before we do all that, we really want to talk about how you can support this broadcast, because not everyone can be an info warrior 24/7. Not everyone can focus on this world. Some of us have families. Some of us have work. Some of us are busy doing day-to-day work, just trying to stay afloat, to be honest. So a great way to support this broadcast is to head on down to the Alex Jones store, where we are currently having a buy one bottle, get one free of T3 iodine and methylene blue tincture. That's a great deal right now. I mean, you're not going to get a deal like that anywhere else. Buy one, get one. Go to Amazon, look at the pricing, compete. What we have is the best quality products on the internet available for you guys. And what's best about it is you support this broadcast, because we can't do this for you. We can't do this without you. Like, listen, it's you guys who make this broadcast possible. Without you guys, this broadcast doesn't exist. And is there another broadcast out there that you can say is yours, that is yours from the beginning, that you've supported from the beginning? For those that are joining us and just learning about the things that we're talking about and how the world is turned into upside down world with Donald Trump turning his back on all the people that voted for him, amongst everything else. No, you're not going to hear it anywhere else. You're going to hear propaganda on most stations. A lot of the podcasters are bought and paid for by government, are bought and paid for by their advertisers. And the mainstream, obviously, has been doing that for a long time. But we are bought and paid for by you, the listener. And without you guys, we just can't do it. So I want you guys to take a look, head on down to the Alex Jones store, you know, mosey around, lollygag around, and see what's going on there. Check out some of the new swag. Boy, there's a lot of new swag over there. I've been checking out some of the shirts. The designs just keep getting better. There's, like, get your garb on, let people know where Alex Jones is now located and the War Room is now located. So that being said, today's broadcast is going to be a very interesting show. I'm really excited to get into some of the topics and some of the things that we're going to be talking about today. And one of the things I really want to talk about is, has Donald Trump lost his mind? Has he? It seems like the new, the Never Trump movement, which was in part started by like Charlie Sykes and other people that joined in, like Lindsey Graham. That's the new MAGA. What's going on in the world? I thought war in Iran was bad. Remember, he'd never do that like Joe Biden. And here we are, war with Iran. Well, why are we in war with Iran? Do you want to send your children off to die? And it's really interesting to talk about because the whole process started in 1953, right? 1953 was Project Ajax, where the CIA and MI6 infiltrated Iran to, and they had infiltrators that were trying to spread communist propaganda, right? And essentially, we put in our own shills. We ended up winning that war with the hope of overthrowing the government. And then in 1979, they had a revolution where, again, we tried to infiltrate Iran, and we thought we'd go ahead and, you know, overthrow the new Islamist state. And it didn't really turn out that way, did it, right? And so now we have Iran that really is the gatekeeper, preventing the United States or us, potentially a puppet for Israel, of trying to take over that region. Really, that's what this is all about. That's really why we're over there. Do they have weapons of mass destruction? It reminds me of that skit that they used to have on The Whitest Kids You Know, where they have the retarded kid, and they all want to beat him up because he has a Nerf nuke. And they're like, well, we should maybe beat him up before he uses it. He doesn't seem mentally sane. We got to go there and take that Nerf nuke from him before he uses it. Oh, my goodness. And they're begging their mom for cash so they can get two Nerf nukes and everything else. And then it turns out, you know, the moral of the story is should you be attacking somebody before they actually are an aggressor? And that's a violation of the non-aggression principle, which I firmly believe in. We shouldn't be going to war without an act in Congress, right? So at the end of the day, what's going on in Iran in the destabilization and amongst everything else is a power control system where we really want to gain control of that area. But why? Probably. Well, I'd look at the AIPAC lobby. I'd look at the Israeli lobby. And a lot of people are going to say, Kristan, you're anti-Semitic for pointing out basically facts. And really, if it's facts that we have that kind of influence, is it really anti-Semitic? Like, it's funny how it works. You saw Mark Levine calling Ron Paul a cockroach. If Ron Paul called Mark Levine a cockroach, well, that would be anti-Semitic. So it really doesn't work both ways. And it's really not on fair grounds because they tried to become a protected class because of World War II. And I understand you should be able to question your government. You should be able to question where the money comes from. And you should be able to question the influence behind the people. And I think it's okay to do that. And I think you can do that without being anti-Semitic to say, hey, look, we had $20 million coming into the Thomas Massie primary, right? More than any other primary in history to overthrow a Republican. We could have used that money to switch a bunch of swing state seats, but no, they'd rather spend it on trying to overthrow Thomas Massie, which, as many of you know, I was down there covering that event. I want to go ahead and roll this video. This video that we're about to play is Rex Jones. Rex Jones, if in case you missed it, spoke at the Rage Against the War Machine rally last weekend, and he really connected with a lot of the people there, and he brought some interesting points in. So if you guys could go ahead, let's roll the clip of Rex Jones' speech at the Rage Against the War Machine rally.
Well, guys, America's got to decide to stop picking up the knife. And that's what tonight is all about. We let another country illegally take us to war. Marco Rubio admitted this on March 1st, the day after the conflict started. Israel was going to attack. We feared American soldiers would die in the retaliation. So we had to join in on the strike. It's on the 24th of White House. That's what we were told. Now, we're in it later. Trump is negotiating. It's still going on. We all know this. It hasn't stopped. It won't stop until we all do something about it. This is about the identity and the spirit of the American people. Do we co-sign murder, rape, regime change, color revolution, destruction, or do we stand up and say, enough is enough? It is time to end the thousand-year boomer Reich in this country. It is time to end the era of old people making all the decisions for us, sending young men like me off to die. I'm 23 years old. I'm not going. I'm not going to die from getting taken out. The idea that that is somehow an unpatriotic thing to say, it's the most patriotic thing around. You know, I want to have children. I want to continue America. My children know about this country. I don't want to die in the desert for a foreign state that's committing multiple genocides.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Sam, You would think that this is a very simple concept, a very basic concept to understand. We have all seen the footage, the videotapes, the photos of the genocide in Gaza, the mass slaughter and annexation of Lebanon, the killing of the schoolgirls, the blowing up the bridge, along with the giant poison cloud of acid rain that rained over a city of 10 million people, giving untold thousand cancers and other deformities, birth defects, disabilities. We don't even care. You know, in America, the Iranians, they line up to defend the power lines. We would circle the Burger King, okay? We would circle the Chick-fil-A. We would protect the McDonald's because that's our spirit. And you have to ask, that's not the America of Theodore Roosevelt, of Thomas Jefferson, of George Washington, of Abraham Lincoln. That's not even America, is it? And you think, well, we still live in the greatest country in the world. We still have all this nice stuff. What's been taken from us? What's been taken from us is our dignity. Okay? You are not human beings if you accept this behavior any longer. What is being done to the Palestinians and what is being done to the Iranians will be done to you if you co-sign and accept it. This is very core and very basic to understand. The same track and trace digital AI hell they use the mosaic on the Palestinians, that's coming home. The same billionaires that do it over there are going to do it over here. I want to take a little bit of time to tell you about my background in case you don't know me. So I grew up at the birthplace of alternative media, also known as Free Speech Systems, also known as Infowars.com. I spent 17 years in the birthplace of alternative media in our office, which has now been taken from us. And my father was deplatformed, censored, sued for $1 billion, in part because he dared to question a mass casualty event. Jesse Waters, Sean Hannity, Rachel Maddow, left, right, center, it doesn't matter. They deny genocide every night. Are you kidding me? Where is the equality in our justice system? Where is the recognition of hypocrisy within the public? The public doesn't know what hypocrisy means. They can't spell it. 54% of Americans don't read on a sixth grade level, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, I'm in the talking business. I've been in the talking business all my life. And people criticize, they say, we got to take action. We got to do something about this. And I 110% agree. But alternatively, on the same hand, if you're not out there every day waking at least one more person up to what we are paying for and what we are doing, you are a part of the problem. Okay? This is about starting a cascade that flows like crushing water and drowns all of the poison out. That is what this is all about. Okay? And it's your responsibility as American citizens to help the public understand how much they've been robbed, how much they've been raped, how much they've been stolen from, because we're so stupid and dumbed down. We could get into all the facets of open-air prison for decades and the multiple genocides and, you know, Israel, our aircraft carrier in the Levant, controlling and doing all these things. But really, it's us. We co-sign it. We're the pay pigs, people. That's the reality. That's the reality, okay? They don't do anything without our consent and express permission, all right? Netanyahu waddles out, and he says,
well, if you're going to, you give me $3 billion a year because I buy American emissions.
Okay, so it's a good thing I sell you a gun? Can you go shoot up people? That's a good thing? That's what we do, guys. We're an accessory after and before the fact. And it's time to wake up to that basic reality. So. What Joe said was so poignant and so beautiful about this being an anti-war movement, because I know there's all sorts of domestic policy that we can agree on, disagree on, whatever. The core is it's all downstream of the illegal wars. Okay, and without the money going to that, we would live in paradise! Would we not? $10 billion spent since the Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, Ukraine, now Iran, Gaza, Lebanon, you name it, okay? That's where your money went. That's why the Burger King is $18, okay? That's the inflation, that's the rape. Don't you understand? You've all been raped, and we do nothing about it. So I call for you to wake up. I call for you to hear that gross language I use and realize that's been done to you and you do not consent to it. Serious. It's time you start acknowledging how bad the situation actually is. And I was a supporter of President Trump for a straight decade. I love that guy. Okay, I got my dad to support it. I was watching back in 2015, the first Republican national convention debate, 2016, the primary, right? And I see him up there on that stage, I'm at Sugar Bomb Waterport, and I say, that guy's going to be president. My dad goes, you're retarded. But I was right! And I worked on it on a period of weeks and months, and I finally got him to accept it. He had him on the show. He credited me with it. It makes me puke now to think about. Because I recognized the quality in him that would propel him to the presidency, but I didn't understand what it was. And now I understand what it is. It's the money problem. If you want to get paid, if your friends want to get paid, then just go to Washington, D.C. All you got to do is generate a couple of these, you know, and you'll get paid forever. No American dead bodies in those coffins. Isn't that nice? You all paid for it. You paid for it. You eat it. Seriously. I'm sorry to get aggressive about that, but that's true. So here's the thing about Trump. You cannot divorce the slaughter, the money laundering, the financial crimes, the war crimes themselves from the initial crime, which is the war of aggression. The chief prosecutor at Nuremberg made this very clear. All subsequent war crimes are wrapped up in the initial war of aggression. And in the greatest country in the world, we shouldn't let another state take us to war. These are very dark topics. These are very scary things to talk about. And I want to encourage you, we have people that have light in us, that have that light of peace in us, that light of Jesus Christ in us, if you would. Right?
We'll come back here.
To make the human connection with people, because people are not used to being treated like humans. They are treated like economic units. They are treated like programmable
robots. Rage Against the War Machine rally in Grand Rapids. And as you can tell, Rex Jones is passionate. He's bringing awareness. And that's what the youth want to see. That's the message that the youth believe in. And I think a majority of people that aren't boomers are seeing that what we're doing is a crime. It's against the promises of what the president claimed he was going to do when he got elected, right? He said, no new wars. I kept this out of wars the first term. I'll do it again the second term. I remember a year or two ago, I was hosting a broadcast. I said, don't be surprised if Donald Trump leads us right into the New World Order because of the fact the conservatives would accept the New World Order as long as he led us there. And that's where we're going. We're getting betrayal on every sense and on every topic. And now we have Donald Trump saying, oh, yeah, Lindsey Graham, he's a great guy. Lindsey Graham is so good. That's who we need. Lindsey Graham. Well, I'll tell you, that is the swamp. Lindsey Graham is the definition of a neoconservative, of a rhino. But yet, you know, they're trying to redefine terms and call Thomas Massie a rhino, somebody who stands for the people that the people adore. You know what? I was in Kentucky covering that event, and there was it was packed at Thomas Massie's rally. I mean, if you went down to Ed El Rhino's, I call him El Rhino's, it's El Rhino or whatever his name is. I call him El Rhino, you know, because Ed Del Rhino. Because he's really a rhino at the end of the day. But he had like 20 or 30 people there. It was sad. It's like, and most of the money that came in against Thomas Massie was coming from outside of Kentucky. It wasn't even the people from Kentucky that paid for their own enslavement. It was people from outside that were investing, AIPAC and other organizations. And the question is like, should we allow this at the end of the day? Because these are the people that are funding wars. These are the people that are really pushing towards the death of innocent people. And I'm seeing on all these posts and all these comments. By the way, Joe Kent just shared a video that I published of him talking about being anti-war from the Rage Against the War Machine rally. And there's all these comments that are like, oh, yeah, you traitor. And how can you? Okay, they're going to bomb us. And I'm like, how do you know that? How do you know they're going to bomb us? And it's funny, you go on all these little profiles on their X accounts and they got little pictures of Jesus because bombing another country is exactly what Jesus Christ would do, right? That's the right thing to do, right? Where did Jesus ever bomb anyone? He said, have a sword to protect yourself. But he didn't say, be the aggressor. And that's the world we're living in. That's what we're seeing is people all over the place have lost their mind. They don't think for themselves. Every idea that they're getting is being implanted into their brain. And then they go ahead and go along to get along because Donald Trump thinks it's funny and it's cool. And who knows how much of what the whole propaganda machine was using was actually just AI bots, which will be funded by AI data centers in the future. Because if they have an army of AI, boy, that's a great, you know, social media control mechanism. Social engineering at its finest. MK Ultra brought to the max of mind control and trauma bond and being able to control the narrative. Because every time you made a post that was positive towards Thomas Massie, you had 8 people commenting and posting memes, and you look at their accounts, they all look like shill accounts with 100 friends. Of course they probably only have 100 friends if they're real people, because only somebody that dumb would want somebody like, you know, Ed Galrino, as I call him, the Rhino, in there. They just watched a bunch of AI slop propaganda showing Thomas Massie walking into a hotel room with some Democrats. And, you know, what kind of good comes out of the seeds you plant of deceit? You think you're going to get a good candidate on somebody who had a lie to get in there? Same thing with Donald Trump. I kind of had my suspicions about him from the get-go, but now he just confirms them with the things like going into Iran by not starting a grand jury to prosecute people who traffic children in the Epstein files. Oh, my friends are in there. Is that what you voted for? But Thomas Massie is the new Rhino. He's the new Republican in name only. He's the fake Republican when he just stands with the American people most of the time. 90% of the time he voted with his Republican constituents, but they had to spend $20 million to get rid of him instead of flipping some seats we really needed. It's a message. It's a message to say, get in line or you're going to get out. You're going to be voted out. What's the answer? The answer is to run. Run for Congress. We need more people running for Senate. We need people running for school board. Make them spend all their money. All of a sudden, we hear Thomas Massie is going to run his campaign, potentially again in 2028. Why not make him spend another $20 to $25 million to guarantee Ed's seat? You know, a rubber stamp for Donald Trump. So at the end of the day, we got to ask ourselves, what kind of nation do we want to leave our children? And there's half the country and half these boomers, they get all their messages and all the seeds they plant in their brain to grow ideas are coming from Fox and CNN. And it's this tribal thing. Oh, it's Fox. Oh, it's CNN. But nobody really wants to buy into or understand what's really going on. It's tribalism at its finest. It's Green Bay Packers meets Chicago Bears. It's the Boston Red Sox against the New York Yankees. But nobody asked that maybe both could be wrong. Maybe Donald Trump isn't right. And maybe the Dems aren't right. Maybe the idea of going to war isn't right. Like Jesus Christ would definitely not go to war. And all these people who are persecuting anyone that's saying we need to get out of these wars, well, you go under profile, they're all Christian, they're all Christ-like. But then at the end of the day, none of them live it. They're a bunch of posers. Now, what side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on the righteous right side? Or are you going to be running for your life like a wuss? Or are you going to fight for freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the message of our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. Joining us when we come back from break, we have Mark Lynch. He's running against Lindsey Graham. We're going to dive into what's going on with that race. Donald Trump, of course, says Lindsey Graham is a great guy. Can you believe that? The Never Trumper is the new mega. That's the world we live in. We'll be back after this break with Mark Lynch.
Have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? She got like copper, you know, in the bottom. At least she listened, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently, stabbing ice picks in their heads nonviolently, cutting their heads off nonviolently, ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy, the spirit of resistance and victory, and they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the Spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special deals, special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Across America, you can tell that libertarians are being targeted by the current administration. The current administration has been spending, you know, much of its time hacking and slashing against liberty lovers. Isn't that funny? Coming from a president who said he's one of the most libertarian presidents in history, and we're getting involved in Iran. And so what changed? What caused all this to change with the president? Well, I think it's pretty fascinating because it all seemed to take a big, deep turn with the release of the Epstein files. If there was one pivot, if there was one example of one location I could point to and say, this is where Donald Trump started to change. And it was when the Epstein files were released. And according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, the president fought tooth and nail to try to prevent these things from coming out. And who was responsible for that? Ro Khanna and, of course, Thomas Massie, Congressman Thomas Massie. And he brought out the victims, and we had press conferences, and we wanted accountability. That's all we really wanted. And isn't that what Donald Trump ran on? Accountability for the Epstein files, to release the names, to go after all the people that these children were trafficked to? So what kind of president would be protecting these criminals or want these criminals to be protected? Oh, they're my friends. Oh, they're my friends. What kind of friends do you have? Are those the type of friends that you want? Les Wexner, the person that gave Epstein all his money? And so now you got Donald Trump out there targeting people that have libertarian ideologies. Laura Loomer's like, oh, Rand Paul, you're next. Why are they focusing on these individuals? And maybe it's because they don't support the war in Iran, which we shouldn't be involved in the first place. What do we get out of the war in Iran? What is it that we get? We get our children dying. How does America benefit? Oh, they're not going to bomb us. How do we know that they were going to drop nuclear bombs on us to begin with? Our intel. You mean the intel that told us weapons of mass destruction? Oh, yeah, the New York Times. All right, they published that. Mainstream media. But you now have this administration turning its back and endorsing the Never Trumpers. They're endorsing everybody that they claim to be against. That they claim to the ideologies that they never wanted to support, that everyone who voted for President Trump were against. And now all of a sudden, the same people that were gung-ho about, you know, child trafficking are siding with the president, going, oh, you know, the Epstein files, you know, it's a bunch of fake stuff. Joe Biden had it for 4 years. He probably messed with it, and it's all not true. And, you know, we shouldn't really, you know, focus on that. We should move forward. We should move ahead. What would people like Thomas Jefferson or Abraham Lincoln say about the fact that it came out that our government is saturated with child traffickers or people that indulged in it, and those are the people setting the policies for America? And it's not just the politicians. It's all over Hollywood. Just look at the Diddy story. So who is it that Ghislaine Maxwell trafficked these children to? And obviously Donald Trump probably got an abrupt wake-up call to realize he's not in charge of Congress. Because Congress voted to release the Epstein files, and now we've learned that he's all over them. Not just them, but many other individuals. And although I've never seen or didn't see any real nail-in-the-coffin evidence that he was involved, Virginia Jeffrey, she was gotten out of Mar-a-Lago. Surprise, surprise. So there are links, there are questions. And who were these children trafficked to that Ghislaine Maxwell went to jail for? We have all these questions. We got names in the documents. We have an investigation that could happen, but nobody's doing anything about it. Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about the Epstein files. Here's UFO disclosure. Here's war in Iran. Don't worry. How quickly people have stopped sifting through the Epstein files. Now, I'm a person that believes that you can hold multiple thoughts at the same time, at least the smart people out there that can investigate the Epstein files, look into disclosure, and still be against the war in Iran. So we saw Rex Jones passionately give a speech talking about how dumb people are, but it's because they don't have a thought in their brain. You've been programmed from the minute you were born to suck down chicken McNuggets into your gut, and every time you see a pair of golden arches and you're hungry, you want to pull over and get some dirty, greasy food to throw down into your system and let the system kill you while Big Pharma makes money off of the cardiac solution for you. That's the snake in the grass. It's the big money. It's the multinational corporatists. It's the people listed in the Epstein file. Isn't it interesting that the Bilderberg Group was pulled forward so quickly, and right around that time, Donald Trump switched, and all of a sudden, it's like he took a knee to the New World Order, that he now serves the New World Order, and he no longer serves what many people believe to be Jesus Christ. But I believe in redemption. I know Mark Lynch, who's supposed to be joining us as well, believes in redemption. People can change, and I got to believe people can change, because if I can't believe that Donald Trump could switch or change or come back to reality and be a president for the people once again, well, then I can't believe that I can change. And I got to believe that. And we got to pray for our president. We have to spend time in prayer, not just for our president, but in our daily lives. We have to work on a local level. We need to get involved. We need to run for election in all these different areas, whether it's school board, whether it's Senate, whether it's Congress, whether it's state assembly, whatever it is, get involved. Because it's the future of your children that you are selling away by not being educated. And I can't believe how dumb the public has gotten. Saturated with Hollywood propaganda, saturated with fake news network propaganda, and the people that were spitting the truth to y'all, you've been told to hate. Who are the new enemies of the state? Oh, the Tulsi Gabbards and the Joe Kents. They're the bad ones, the Ron Pauls of the world, the Rand Pauls, the Thomas Massey, the same people that probably identify as constitutional conservatives, the ones that stand for the very fabric and the cornerstone of what this nation is built on. And they're asking you to turn your back on it because of Trump. Your loyalty is to the Constitution, not to a damn president or puppet in the government. Because that's exactly what he's turning out to be. Oh, they love me in Israel. 99% approval rate. Well, I'm sitting at home with the 33% approval rate, potentially the worst approval rate in presidential history. All because you got a bunch of dumb slop that believes everything you say. Now, I'm not trying to say that everything our president has done is wrong. I'm not saying don't pray for the president. I'm saying that we need to bring awareness to this, to it, about this to him. We need to bring awareness about AI data centers. We need to bring awareness about these candidates that are out there that are spreading the message of liberty and freedom. Like Mark Lynch. I want to go ahead and play this video. This is video two. This is Donald Trump talking about Lindsey Graham. Go ahead and roll this video.
I think Lindsey Graham is a disgrace, and I think you have one of the worst representatives of any representative in the United States. The guy is a nut job. I don't want his endorsement. I don't want anything to do with him. I don't think he could run for dog catcher in this state and win again. This guy, Lindsey Graham, you have a guy, he's one of the dumbest human beings I've ever seen. In my opinion, I think he's disgraced. I don't want anything to do with him. You have one of the worst representatives of any representative in the United States.
Paid for and authorized by Lynch for Senate.
Now, when you think about this and you look at this and what's going on, you now have Donald Trump endorsing Lindsey Graham. How did that happen? The guy's a nut job. He can't win re-election. But here he is. Now, if you take a look on his, good old Truth Social, he's got a post endorsing Lindsey Graham. The swamp, the never Trumper. Isn't that just wild? Yeah, there it is, right there on the screen. Senator Lindsey Graham is doing a fantastic job. He is running against a lunatic named Mark Lynch, who supports perhaps the worst congressman in the history of the country, Thomas Massey, and the great Commonwealth of Kentucky. I don't have to go into great detail, but needless to say, Mark Lynch would be a disaster for the Republican Party, and Lindsey Graham just gets the job done. Vote for Lindsey, all way, MAGA, President Donald Trump. Oh, look at that. Flip-flopping. Didn't he just say that Lindsey Graham is a nut job? That's what he was saying. Oh, but now, for Trumpers, yep, we're going to go ahead and call them the new MAGA. And why is this? Is this because Donald Trump's ego is hurt? Is his ego hurt? Because people started calling him out about the Epstein files and all the flip-flopping that he's been doing, whether it's the war in Iran, the Epstein files, amongst other things. Whatever happened to the wall? Is the wall done? What about Hillary for prison? What happened there? Did Hillary go to prison? But yet you have this whole army of ditwits that don't have an ounce of intelligence between them. And if you want to know why our country is in this scenario, and you want to know why we're in this situation, I want you to get up, go out, and look in the mirror. That's right. Look in the mirror, because it's you and I that can implement change. It's you or I that can make a difference. And if you're not willing to make a difference, you're not willing to invest in broadcasts like the Alex Jones Network. If you're not willing to share the live links or get in the comments, if you're not willing to talk to your neighbor or go run for office or support somebody and get involved, you're the reason why we're looking at our nation as it is. With Donald Trump flip-flopping, no one to hold him accountable. And when somebody tries to hold him accountable, will they get him out of there? Why? Well, obviously, follow the money. Where's the money coming from? Well, it's coming from AIPAC and other individuals, some of which are on the Epstein list. Flight logs. That's who you're up against, is the Epstein class. At the end of the day, it's the Jeffrey Epstein class. And we got to do something about it. We got to hold them accountable. Now, are we going to be able to with Kash Patel holding his position? I'm not quite sure. But the awareness needs to be there. We need more transparency, and it starts with you guys at home. Now we're looking at a government that wants to put these AI data centers. You can't turn on the radio or TV here in the state of Wisconsin without hearing an AI data center commercial. Oh, it's going to create jobs. Yeah, okay. You get paid to enslave yourself. Because you keep voting for a bunch of buffoons. Vote for the same people that got you the COVID legislation, Donald Trump. Vote for the same people that got you the jab and brought you the jab, Donald Trump. And it was suspicious back then. But, you know, we let it slide because the majority of the things that he was saying and doing were, for the most part, good. And now he has no more terms coming up, and he's doing whatever the hell he wants, whether it benefits you or not. You know what benefits? It benefits the multinational corporatists. It benefits the lobbyists. It benefits the warmongers, the big banks, and it doesn't benefit the American people. He doesn't care about you. Do you think Donald Trump is worried about inflation and how much it costs for you to put a steak on the table? Bill Gates wants you to eat his fake steak. Maybe that will be cheaper. Can barely afford milk, gas, eggs, steak. And what are we going to do about it? Joining us is Mark Lynch. Mark Lynch is running for Senate in South Carolina against Lindsey Graham. Mark Lynch is a very interesting individual. He's built a very successful family business and spent decades helping men overcome addiction through faith-build recovery programs, amongst other things. Welcome to the broadcast, Mark Lynch. How are you doing today, sir? Thank you for joining us.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So tell us, why is it that you're running for the Senate in South Carolina against Lindsey Graham out of all people?
Yeah, well, I was asked to run because of people that know me and know my work in the national security space with a lot of good people. One of them, General Mike Flynn, who endorsed me. And we've got to make a change. We've got a guy that's voting worse than most Democrats. His lifetime record conservative score is 43% failing. His constitutional voting record score lifetime is 57% failing. And he's doing everything opposite of what I would do and what anybody would do that loves this country or loves South Carolina. So we've got to have somebody that's a God-fearing patriot, a true conservative like myself, that'll get in and give our state people the true representation they deserve in Congress.
Mark, what do you think it is that's going on in Donald Trump's head right now that he's completely flip-flopped in the last 4 months? He's come out and endorsed Lindsey Graham, which is the swamp, which is the Never Trump movement. It seems like the Never Trump movement is now the MAGA movement, and I can't understand it. But what are your thoughts on why things are happening the way they are right now in our political atmosphere?
Yeah. South Carolinians have asked us that. You know, we've been on the road since February of 25 when we launched this campaign to take Lindsey Graham out And we're all scratching our heads. Why would Trump endorse Lindsey Graham after he stabs him in the back countless times? He's not loyal to Trump. You know, he told everybody on a CNN interview, you know how you make America great again? Tell Donald Trump to go to hell. So it's crazy. But all we can figure is that Trump needs him in a lean Senate majority. And so his endorsement will help guarantee that Lindsey votes alongside Trump and helped him to get the big, beautiful bill across the finish line and other things. And so that's all we can figure out is Trump's just using him one more time.
What are some of the big policies that you're running on that are really important to you that separate you from Lindsey Graham?
Well, one of the biggest is I'm a 100% pro-life candidate. I believe life begins at conception. You know, our forefathers, when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, they realized we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And the first right is the right to life. Lindsey Graham is for murdering children in the womb up to 15 weeks. And he voted on a bill that put all of our taxpayer dollars into bondage with Satan and a blood pact that paid Obamacare and Medicaid through Planned Parenthood to fund an abortion up until the moment before delivery in 9 states. And that's just wicked evil. We've killed over 64 million of our own children in this country. So God's hands are off until we stop that, repent, and turn away from that and ask for forgiveness for the murder of the children that we've killed in this country. So that's a big one. You know, I can't believe we can't get the SAVE Act passed. Lindsey's not using his senatorial power. You know, we own the White House, we own the House, and we own the Senate. But we can't get a bill passed to ensure we have identification of who the voters are and that they're citizens in this country. If I'm the U.S. Senator, I'll form a committee and we'll create a motion to vacate John Thune and we'll remove him and start doing business again as normal. We can't allow the blocking of common sense bills that we need to ensure we have election integrity in this country.
That seems to be a big concern amongst the American public, especially after the 2020 election is election integrity, amongst other things. And it's just wild to me. It seems like the president has lost his mind because he was trying to pin the same stuff on Thomas Massey, saying, well, he didn't want the wall. He voted against the wall. He wants, he wants illegals here. And none of that could be further from the truth. And they were really using that as where then they're promoting individuals that are actually preventing any kind of solutions to the immigration issues that we're having, including the voting issues and election fraud, amongst other things. And here you have a candidate such as yourself that's really trying to implement change. It sounds like you're a constitutional person that wants to support the general return to a republic. And you've got the president out there vouching for a war hawk that's going to cost your children's lives, potentially. He wants this war in Iran. He's always wanted wars. And there wasn't a war that Lindsey Graham didn't want.
Right. That's everybody in South Carolina knows that that's his nickname, warmonger. And, you know, he was with the Gang of Eight, granting amnesty to all these illegals. He recently sponsored the Afghan Adjustment Act that allowed over 180,000 Afghan refugees into this country. And we've paid a price so far because one of the refugees drove from Washington State to Washington, D.C. and shot two of our National Guardsmen. One we all recall is Sarah Beckstrom. She was murdered in that shooting. She was shot in the head and killed. And so these votes, these bills Lindsey comes up with are very dangerous to American citizens and our military. And he's just doing everything like enemies of this country would. You know,
I can't hear you guys.
Can you hear me? He can't hear me.
Yeah, I got you. All right. I got you. I apologize. For some reason, my sound dropped out there for a moment. I apologize. You know, it's interesting to see the changes that we can really implement. And it's impressive that somebody has the guts to face Lindsey Graham, because he's been there, it seems like, forever. But as Rex Jones was giving his presentation, I think it's time we get a lot of these, like, old school boomers that don't understand what the people want out. Like, they generally don't speak for the majority of Americans. A lot of people work, and a lot of them couldn't vote in the Kentucky primary for Thomas Massie, you know. And, you know, we look at this, and we need people out there that understand we need to do something about our borders. Like, we're worried about Iran getting nuclear weapons when we have wide open borders, per se, and terrorists can walk right across the border at the end of the day. What are we doing to solve this problem? And you're there wanting to offer a solution. And you have Lindsey Graham that seems to be kind of the antagonist in this whole situation.
Yep. You know, it's, a lot of people are asking, why is he trying to start World War III when we have terrorist cells right here in America, and he's left America, and he's not focused on South Carolina? And people are tired of it. It's a national security threat having Lindsey Graham in office any longer. And it needs to happen this June 9th. We have a great opportunity to replace him, and I need the people's help out there. You know, he's attacking me and making up lies left and right and spending millions of dollars on TV and social media and direct mail pieces trying to keep me from getting in. Why? Because a lot of money, a lot of corruption is going to come to an end when he's removed. That's why. So they're fighting with everything they have. And that's okay. And most people read between the lines. And I want to thank Lindsey Graham for spending all this money helping my name ID grow across the state. Thank you so much, because it's not working for you. It's working for me. God will use what you meant for evil and turn it into our good and his glory. And that's what we're witnessing right now in this campaign.
Mark, thanks for joining us. Let our listeners know when your primary is and when they can go vote for you, where they can find out more about you.
Yes, it's June 9th, and they can go to lynchforsenate.com. That's Lynch, F-O-R, Senate.com. And how do we win this? We win it on our knees in prayer. We win it by taking our cell phones out and calling all of our family and friends and people we work with and spreading the news to vote for Mark Lynch, to bring a true fighter, a true conservative. And I'm an ordained deacon in our church, and you have to have certain godly characteristics with your character to be an ordained deacon. And I'll bring those skills and that understanding to the U.S. Senate and hold the line. I won't take money from AIPAC. I work for America, and you have my commitment in that.
Mark Lynch, thank you for joining us on the War Room. We appreciate you, and everyone should go out there and check out the website and invest. You can donate to Mark Lynch right on his website. We'll see you guys when we come back from the break. We have Tammy Clark joining us around the bend.
Thank you much.
BOGO subs, buy one, get one free supplements right now, has been extended. The Memorial Day sale was just that popular. We wanted to give y'all another day to take advantage of the buy one, get one sale on T3 Trifecta Iodine Tincture, as well as the Ultra Methylene Blue Tincture. T3 Trifecta Iodine Tincture is built to support thyroid health, hormone balance, metabolism, energy, and daily wellness. It's one of the life-changing products. You know, well, really a lot of, really all of our products are life-changing, but iodine and the methylene blue are the two that for years we've had people call in and say, I have no idea how I survived without this. It's changed my life. And the thing is that you might not even know what an effect a lack of iodine is having on your body. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to make medical claims here, but I do know from personal experience and, you know, friends of mine start taking iodine and they're like, it's amazing. I sleep an hour less a night. Like, I just have more energy. I just need an hour less of sleep. Now, again, I don't know what the effect is going to be on you, but you aren't going to know until you try it. Maybe you're going around just thinking that, well, you're just getting older and the brain fog is setting in. It's just a matter of age and nothing you can do about it. Well, have you tried to do something about it? Have you tried to fight back against age and the poisons in our food and water? Because you're not going to know how effective and powerful this stuff is until you try it. You may very well realize that you're not supposed to be. You're not just supposed to be in pain all the time. You're not supposed to just have brain fog all the time. That's a problem that you can solve. and we help you solve it by going to thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. Join the VIP club. Get massive discounts across the board. T3 trifecta iodine and ultramethylene blue tincture on sale right now for buy one, get one. Whatever you can do to support us, we absolutely appreciate it. And obviously, the easiest and freest way is to share the link, share the content, upload our stuff, download our stuff, do whatever you want with it. But the most helpful way is, of course, to go to thealexjonesstore.com and make a purchase. Help yourself and help us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.